That's good.
Dunkin' Donuts. Medium coffee, extra cream, extra sugar. Oh, and just a side note, this has nothing to do with the topic of this episode, but the chick that rung me out at Dunkin' Donuts, her name was Tuesday. Tuesday. T-U-E-S-D-A-Y. Like the day. Tuesday. Never seen that before. Wednesday, I know that's from Adam's family, but Tuesday, never. Just, why would you call your kid that? Anyway, welcome to the podcast. It's been a long time. The reason why I haven't done a podcast, I'm going to explain it on this episode. Now, if you heard the last episode, I mentioned briefly that my cat was very sick. But I thought that was the end of it. I thought he was sick. We went and got his blood work done, and I just assumed that, all right, maybe he has a little cold or something, and, we'll go in when they have the results for the blood, and, he'll just give me some medicine, and that's it. Take him home. No, it was much more complicated than that. After the blood work, when I went back, blood work was done, we found out that my cat has diabetes. And he has a severe case of diabetes. Actually, it was to the point where the vet told us flat out that your cat's pretty much, he's dying. And he's, you know, going to continue to lose weight, and he is going to basically just deteriorate right in front of you. So you could only imagine my fucking reaction to that. I tried my best to, you know, keep calm, but let's get back. Let's go back a little bit. Basically, he told us, he didn't say this flat out, but he basically said, you know, your cat was a fat fuck. It is what it is, all right? He was 12 pounds. I compare it to, you ever see those talk shows? I know I've probably mentioned this before, and actually this is karma. I'll explain in a minute, but, you ever see those talk shows like the Maury Show, where the single moms, they have their kid, and their kid is like those episodes where the single moms have like those just obese kids, like the kid will be like 2 years old. 2 years old, and he'll be like, you know, like fucking 80 pounds or some shit, like, you know, and the parent is completely oblivious to like what they're doing to their kid. They don't realize that their kid's a fat fuck, and they're just gonna die in a couple of weeks. That's how I felt. That's exactly how I felt. I was like, oh my god, I'm the single mom, and I got the fat fucking kid. And I'm in complete denial. I'm just looking at him like, oh, he's so adorable. Look, I could just lay on him. I could just rest my head on him. Because that's what I used to do. I just used to put my head on him, take a nap. You know, he's just fat and he fucking cuddly. So you know, I feel, I feel a bit responsible for this cat getting diabetes. You know, my ex-girlfriend, she was trying to make me feel better. Like, you know, like, no, maybe it was his parents. I'm like, no, it was me. I'm the one taking care of him. You know, I'm the one feeding him. And, so basically the vet gave us three options. One, we show you how to give him the insulin that he'll need, take him home, and see what happens. The other option is he stays overnight. They watch him. They could monitor his food, monitor the, you know, the medicine they give him. Or option three was, they put him to sleep, you know, because he was in such bad health. Like when we took him to get the blood work, he was 7 pounds. When the blood work came back and I brought him back to the vet, he was 6.8 pounds. So just in the span of 24 hours, he lost like 0.2 pounds. So he was just going to keep losing weight. So that was the last option he gave us, was basically just, you know, you know, gotta put him to sleep. And the reason I keep saying us, like he kept telling us, was I had my ex-girlfriend on the phone and she was on Skype. And keep in mind, when we went back to the doctor, we were just assuming, all right, the cat's sick. He's going to give us medicine. That's it. We were not expecting this shit. Okay? When we were in the waiting room, we were talking. We were laughing. When he's bringing up, you know, putting the cat to sleep, she's already crying. I'm doing my best to fucking keep the tears in. All right? I'm trying real fucking hard not to cry. No, I'm trying to be a man, you know? In my eyes are just fucking watering. Like, I look like I can't see anything. I feel like I'm underwater. I can't see shit. Like, that's how much, like, that's how many, that's all the tears that I'm trying to fucking, I'm trying to hold back and shit. So the doctor's telling all this stuff, and he's just, you know, I'll give you a minute to kind of talk it over. And then that's when it just, you know, I'm just, the tears. The tears are just coming down, man. And I'm just fucking sad. I'm just sad as fuck, you know? The option of putting him to sleep was completely... There was no way that was happening, all right? So we just tell him, you know, just keep him overnight. 24 hours, keep us up to date. And we'll see what happens. And, you know, the vet was, you know, he was good. I liked the vet. My ex-girlfriend did not like the vet because she thought he was a little too blunt. I appreciated the man, you know, being upfront with us and, you know, like, just being honest. So he just told us, you know, it's not, you know, it's nothing's guaranteed. We'll see what happens and, you know, we'll let you know. All right. So go sign the paperwork and all that stuff. So as I'm signing the paperwork, this is when I just break down. I'm signing the paperwork. And they have a radio playing, right? And I swear to God, as I'm signing it, you know what song comes on? Sting. I'll be watching you. You know, there's just that, you know. Every move you make, every breath. Oh, God. That's when I just was like, oh, God. That's officially when I became miserable for the next 24 hours. Just so fucking sad. So I sign the paperwork, I leave the vet, I get in my car, and man, I don't even leave immediately. I'm just sitting in there, just, you know, trying to fucking, you know, I don't want to be at a stoplight fucking bawling, crying. But dude, just, yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you people. I haven't lied on this podcast ever. I've been completely honest with you people since the very beginning. I'm gonna be straight up. Fucking tears were coming down my face. Now, I wasn't bawling, crying. Like, I wasn't, you know, sitting in the parking lot, like, you know, take me instead, God. Like, no, I'm not doing that shit. But, yeah, it was sad as fuck. You want to get real depressed. Who's the first person I called? My mom. You know, I call her up, crying to her, like, he's not doing good, you know. And then, you know, recently her dog was in the hospital as well, so I feel like we kind of, you know, we've, you know, the past couple of weeks we've been sharing, you know, sick pet stories back and forth. But you know, her dog was immediately, you know, got his medicine, all that stuff, he was out. You know, my cat, you know, he has to stay there for a day, you know, just to monitor to see if it's even worth it. So yeah, man, that sucked. Going to work the next day sucked. Even before I even talk about going to work, I mean, when I get home, I don't even eat. I get home, it's like 5 PM. I don't even eat dinner. I don't drink shit. I'm just sitting up in my bed, just looking around the room. Just looking at his toys. I gotta laugh about it now. Oh, God, just looking at all the shit I used to yell at him to not sit on, like, get off the goddamn Xbox. Like, you know, now I'm just like, God, I wish he was sitting on there right now. If he lives, I'll let him sleep on the Xbox. I won't even yell at him again. It's fucking ridiculous. So, yeah, that whole night was just completely fucking depressing. Like, actually, usually I never get a good night's sleep with this fucking cat because, you know, he's, you know, bite my feet or, you know, jump on my fucking stomach and lay down. And now he's just, he's not there. I'm just laying in the bed, just looking up at the ceiling. Work was fucking horrible. You know, I drive like a forklift around. I wanted to run over at least 6 people at work. Just for no reason. Just no reason at all. Oh, God. So then, like, work is wrapping up. And then I get the phone call from the vet. And, like, I went from completely fucking miserable to, like, fucking absolute joy. The doctor calls me, and he basically just tells me he's eating. He's doing good. You know, everything's looking good. He's going to make it, you know? So I'm just happy now. You know what I mean? But he was like, but, we got to monitor the food again, how much you'll be eating. Cause now he's going to be on a strict diet. Cause again, I have a fat fucking kid, you know, I was that parent overfeeding him. So, they had to keep him again. So basically the cat had to stay 2 nights, all right, 48 hours at the vet. But, I mean, I didn't give a shit, you know, whatever, let him stay. I was just happy, you know what I mean? I was just so fucking ecstatic when he told me my cat was all right. All right, so the next day after work, I leave work a little bit early to pick up my cat. And let me tell you right now, that whole day I was so goddamn happy. I was so fucking happy. I was a little embarrassed asking my boss if I could leave early to pick up my cat with diabetes. I was up front with him, you know, because he asked me the day before, you know, he was like, Ram, are you all right? Like, a lot of people ask me, are you all right? Because I looked so fucking miserable. Usually I go to work, I'm the happiest fucking guy there. Cause you know, I like my job and I'm just a naturally just happy guy. So, you know, I had, people in the office, my boss, like, are you okay? And I was just like, yeah, I'm all right. You know what I mean? I didn't want to talk to anybody that fucking day. But anyway, back to what, you know, he lets me out early. I go pick him up. They bring him in, you know, the doctor's office. He gets out the bag. I just pick this fucking cat up and I fucking squeeze him and I fucking hug him. I'm like, oh shit. Like he gained weight in the 48 hours. He gained like at least like 2 pounds. Like, you know what I mean? And he just had so much energy. He was jumping up the table, jumping off the table. Like, he was doing he hasn't done that in a month almost, you know, because this all started about a month ago. And he just had so much fucking energy. And I was just so goddamn happy, man. So fucking happy. Like, I never experienced that. And just in this week, I never experienced, like, so much fucking sadness and then, like, so much joy. It's so fucking weird. Again, I know people hear this. Raymond, it's a fucking cat. Like, yeah, I know it's a cat. But I don't know. I can't explain it. But here's the hard part now. So now the vet's telling me, all right, your cat, he's going to need, you know, insulin twice a day. So basically you figure out a routine. So the routine is basically now 6 in the morning, 6 at night. It has to be at that time, and he's going to need it every day for the rest of his life. All right. It's with a needle, you know, not a, you know, a big fan of sticking my cat with a needle, but, look, gotta do what you gotta do. So, he showed me how to do that. This fucking cat needs a whole new diet. No more treats. That's it. I had to throw all that shit away. All the temptations that I used to give him, all that shit's gone. I felt, yeah, it's like, all the junk food. I had to throw all that shit out. Now he has some medical, boring looking, you know, food now. They're just like little pellets. Before I used to get them like the Friskies, you know, they would be in like little shapes, you know, little fishes. None of that shit. All that shit's gone. I threw all that shit out. And now he's on a strict diet. He eats twice a day. Before, I just used to just fill up a bowl and here you go, fatty. Enjoy it. No more. So, yeah, man. So now I have a special needs cat that needs 24-hour attention. But I wouldn't change it for the world, man. It's, you know what? It is what it is. I got my cat, and I'm happy. I know that sounds real fucking cheesy. Go ahead, tweet me, talk shit. I don't mind. Okay. But yeah, man, I can't explain it, man. I'm just so fucking happy I got this guy back. So, yeah. So that was my week. That's why you haven't heard from me. Cause I was in fucking depressed for quite a bit. But it's all good, man. Got my cat back and it's all good. Alrighty, people, that's the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope this episode wasn't too depressing. Well, no, it wasn't depressing, right? It had a happy ending. The cat survived. He made it. Everybody's healthy. Like, yeah, it wasn't depressing. It was actually a good, happy story. Take it easy. Be good. Don't be like me. If you're a cat owner, watch what your cat eats. Easy on the temptation treats, all right? You don't want to be like me. And I got fucking, I got Precious as a cat, you know. Fucking overweight. You know what? Actually, I'm going to stop that. I feel like, yeah, I know I mentioned this, but I didn't bring it back up. I feel like this is karma. I said that during the podcast. This is karma. All the fat shaming I used to do on this podcast, I would fat shame all the time, especially if me and Biff Sweetwater get together, a fellow podcast host, if me and him get together, guarantee you we fat shame for at least 15 minutes. We go on a rant. So no more fat shaming over here, okay? No more. Because I feel like a hypocrite right now. I'm telling people to get in shape, but then look at me. I got my fucking cat is fucking Yokozuna back in WWF and shit. So, yeah. Don't overfeed your cat. Don't overfeed yourself. Be healthy. Eat healthy. Get your blood work done. I know I'll be doing it. You know, maybe this is a sign that I should go to the doctor. You know, I've been, you know, procrastinating going to the doctor and all that shit because, you know, I'm a guy. We don't go to the doctor. But guess what? I'll be going thanks to my cat. So maybe there's some good in it. All right. So take it easy. Yeah. Be safe. And I'll catch you guys later. All right. Bye.
Damn. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby. Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. People try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man. At Madison Square Garden, and I just came through, and you said, yo, and it was real, son, and you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God, trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension he can see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.